It's 4:32. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. A Sioux City man has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for the fire-related death of a woman last year. The Sioux City Journal reports 52-year-old Robert Mahoney was sentenced today to 25 years for first-degree arson and 5 years for involuntary manslaughter, with those sentences to be served one after the other. A jury convicted Mahoney in March for the death of 51-year-old Wanda Blake. Blake died 3 weeks after Mahoney torched his Sioux City apartment on February 4th, 2018. Iowa abortion rights supporters gathered at the State House today to protest abortion restrictions and bans recently passed in other states like Alabama and Georgia. Iowa Planned Parenthood Director Erin Davison-Rippey says this doesn't just affect people in those states.
It is an attack on anyone who might or can get pregnant, and to anyone who stands alongside us.
Davison-Rippey says these new laws pose a real threat to the Supreme Court's 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that made abortion legal. Iowa's law, that would have banned most abortions as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy, was struck down by a judge and never took effect. Governor Kim Reynolds has appointed Paul Trombino as interim director of Iowa's Human Resources Agency. The previous director, Janet Phipps Burkhead, failed to win Senate confirmation because of concerns about her handling of sexual harassment allegations in state government, among other things. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.